American Language Course, Book 25, Tape 2D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 2D.
Look at Figure 1. Listen to the paragraphs as they're read aloud.
Before the invention of steam and diesel engines, people used the wind to power their boats along rivers and across oceans. Sailboats were probably first used about 5,000 years ago in North Africa on the Nile River. Since then, many different kinds of hulls and sails have been designed for different kinds of seas, weather, and work. The Chinese were the first to construct sailing ships that had several masts. These huge ships were capable of carrying tons of cargo. The Chinese were also the first to invent the compass. This enabled them to navigate their sailing vessels farther from their home ports. In South America, Brazilian fishermen invented a mast that could be set into several different slots in the deck or floor of the sailboat. The mast on these sailboats can be moved, if necessary, to adjust to the changing direction and strength of the wind.
What is the topic of the reading? Write your answer on the line. The topic is sailboats or sailing vessels. Please turn to Figure 2 now. Look at the song, Haul Away Joe. If you look at the music in words, you can sing along.
During the 1700s and 1800s, when the United States was a young nation, the crews of the great sailing ships used to sing songs called sea shanties. Singing a shanty made the hard work of pulling up heavy sails easier. On the word Joe, the sailors all pulled on the rope together. Haul away means pull. A Yankee is a person from the United States.
This is an old American song that sailors sang when they were working together to haul up the sails. Listen to the song until you become familiar with the tune. Then sing along with us.
Way, haul away, we'll haul for better weather. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Once I knew a wealthy girl, but she was fat and lazy. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Then I had a Spanish girl, she nearly drove me crazy. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. But now I've got a Yankee girl, and she is just a daisy. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. King Louis was the king of France before the Revolution. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. But Louis got his head cut off, which spoiled his constitution. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Oh, when I was a little boy, or so my mother told me, way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. That if I didn't kiss the girls, my lips would go all moldy. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe. Way, haul away, we'll hang and haul together. Way, haul away, we'll haul away, Joe.
Go to figure 3. Listen to a paragraph about canoes and fill in the missing words. Listen and write.
Before European explorers came to America in their sailing ships, Native American people used to travel by canoe. It was difficult to walk through the dense forests, so the Indians traveled along waterways. The lakes, streams, and rivers formed natural highways, which made traveling relatively easy.
When the tape finishes, look at the answer page and check your answers. Now look at figure 4. Take notes in outline form as you listen to more about canoes. Listen and take notes.
Besides being used for transportation, canoes served as platforms for gathering food. In shallow marshlands and along the shores of lakes and bays, Indians collected many kinds of food: wild rice, birds, fish, and shellfish. There were several different canoe designs. On lakes, canoes with sharp V-shaped sides would hold their course better during strong winds, and canoes with short, low ends were easy to carry through the forest from one lake to another. On fast-flowing rivers, however, canoes with a curved bottom were used because they're easy to turn in a strong current where there are a lot of rapids. Narrow canoes were favored during wartime because they can be paddled faster than wider boats.
When the tape is over, compare your notes to the outline on the answer page. Now turn to figure 5. Look at the song Shenandoah. Look at the music and words and sing along.
Shenandoah was the name of a Native American Indian chief or leader. One day, a French-speaking explorer, or voyageur, traveled down the Missouri River in a canoe and stopped at Shenandoah's village. The European man met, then fell in love with, Shenandoah's daughter.
This song is an old ballad about the man who took Shenandoah's daughter away with him in a canoe. They crossed the wide Missouri River and were gone. Listen and sing.
Shenandoah, I long to hear you across the wide Missouri. Oh, Shenandoah, I love your daughter.
To figure 6. Look at the map of New York. Look at the great canal that was dug between the cities of Albany and Buffalo. Now listen for numbers. Write down the numbers you hear. Listen and write numbers.
The Erie Canal was constructed between the years 1817 and 1825. This 360-mile-long canal crosses the state of New York, connecting Lake Erie to the Hudson River, which flows to the Atlantic Ocean. This great canal opened up trade for several states in the interior of the American continent: Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, and Indiana. The Erie Canal reduced transportation costs in the region tremendously. Before the canal was built, for instance, it cost $100 to ship a ton of grain from Lake Erie to the Atlantic. But after the canal opened, it only cost $10. The Erie Canal was a great engineering project, measuring 40 feet wide and 4 feet deep. The canal boats are raised or lowered 564 feet in elevation between Albany and Buffalo by a stair-step system of 83 locks along the canal.
When the tape ends, check your answers on the answer page. Turn to figure 7.
In the 1800s, canal boats were slow. They were powered neither by engines nor by the wind. Instead, they were hauled along the canals by mules. The mule drivers were men who walked on a path beside the canal. They cared for their mules and urged their mules to pull the heavy canal boats mile after mile. The mule drivers were called hoagies. When a canal boat was about to pass under a bridge, the hoagie would call out, "Low bridge, Everybody down! Then the people riding the canal boat would sit down, so they wouldn't hit their heads on the bridge as the canal boat passed under.
Look at the song, The Erie Canal, in Figure 7. Read the words and sing along.
It must have been a pretty boring job for the mule drivers as they walked along the canal day after day. To pass the time, they sang songs. This is an old song about the early days on the Erie Canal. Watch out for your head now. Listen and sing.
I've got a mule, her name is Shell. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker and a good old pal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. We've hauled some barges in our day, filled with lumber, coal, and hay. And we know every inch of the way, from Albany to Buffalo. Everybody down, low bridge, for we're coming to a town. And you'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, if you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal. We better get along on our way, old gal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. You can bet your life I'd never part with Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. Get up there, mule, here comes the lock. We'll make Rome about 6 o'clock. One more trip and back we'll go, right back home to Buffalo. Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, for we're coming to a town. And you'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, if you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal.
Now look at the answer page and check your answers for figures 3, 4, and 6.
This is the end of tape 2D, book 25.